there.
Three, four, five.
No, we're one less. Shot when
people like take that. Five. Sorry, guys. Premature gavel.
No. Oh. Don't take anything. Sit
three,
down and
three,
wait.
Four, five.
Your chest.
Parker, I'm doing good.
Warm feel in the heart?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Bills reported out of subcommittee. Senate Bill 180A. Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Senate Bill 180 authorizes the Department of Transportation to distribute monies from the Elderly and Disabled Special Transportation Fund to Indian tribes. Sources of the revenue for this fund include a dedicated 2 cents of the cigarette tax, federal surface transportation funds, and fees from the issuance of identification cards. There's no physical impact to the Department of Transportation as the provisions of this bill reallocate funding. However, the subcommittee heard testimony from both proponents and opponents concerning the potential impacts to local government. With the passage of House Bill 3231, which increases resources to the fund, and given that some Indian tribes already participate indirectly by receiving funds from counties, the impact to an individual county from the passage of Senate Bill 180 should be minimal. The Transportation Economic Development Subcommittee recommends Senate Bill 180 be reported out due pass.
Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. Senate Bill 772A, Senator George.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Senate Bill 772 authorizes the Department of Transportation, ODOT, to establish the Oregon Innovation Partnership Program, which would allow the department to enter into agreements with private entities and other units of government to complete transportation projects. When considering project proposals, ODOT is permitted to consider any financial structure, including franchise fees, tolls, revenue and grant anticipation bonds, donations and grants, and user fees. The bill also authorizes, the bill also increases ODOT's pledge limit from the, you know, I'm going to have to get this where I can read it here. The bill also increases ODOT's pledge limit from the Oregon Transportation Infrastructure Fund to $50 million. From $10 million to ensure payment of loan guarantees and extension of credit for municipalities and/or private entities. Oregon ODOT anticipates creating a new work unit. No wonder I assigned these things to other people. ODOT anticipates creating a new work unit with the director's office with two senior policy staff to oversee contracts for legal, financial, and other services. The estimated program cost for the 2003-05 totaled $1.6 million. In addition to establishing a fee for evaluating proposal, ODOT plans to reprioritize expenditures within the legislative approved budget to cover the administrative costs and consulting costs. The Dash A11 amendments further refine the provisions related to confidentiality of project proposals and applicability of public contracting and purchasing requirements. Boy, this tongue is not working right today. The project approval and financial process and requires ODOT to report to the emergency board at least twice each interim. Transportation and Economic Development Subcommittee recommends Senate Bill 772 be amended and reported out to due pass.
Great effort, Senator York.
My, what an effort.
Any discussion? Yes, Senator Dukes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think this is a good bill. I think they've done a lot of really good work on this bill. But there's one piece that disturbs me. The bill allows for toll projects, and it needs to allow for toll projects because I think they're in the future. There's never going to be enough money to do all of the projects that are out there that communities want to have done. So you need to do that. But several years ago, we put into the statute, as we broadened out the toll statute to encompass the possibility of toll roads, bridges, what have you, in more parts of the state, we put language in after listening to people in communities where there was discussion about toll projects. because if you toll a road, people, lower-income people and people who don't want to pay the money will go somewhere else and drive. And very often where they end up driving is in your community neighborhood. And we had people, I'll never forget the woman who came in from Portland and said, as a project was being proposed there with federal funds, and said, I already have a sign in my front yard that says, please slow down to 25. There are a lot of children on this road. And interestingly enough, every time one of these kinds of things has come up and there's been money and we thought we were asked to change the statute to accommodate them, we found that the agency just wasn't there in terms of working with the local communities and the folks who may or may not be getting additional traffic and have their lives and their values and their very families jeopardized. And yesterday I discovered that the language that we put in that would require ODOT to do things like an economic analysis and meet with the neighbors and all that sort of stuff for these projects has been removed. And when I asked why, nobody gave me an answer. I think personally it was an oversight. I don't think it was intended that anyone looked at all the statutes that they were removing. I think it's a mistake. I think it's going to impact average Oregonians and low-income Oregonians. And while the agency offered to put it in their administrative rules don't compare to a statute, and especially as I can testify in what went on recently in Warrenton, the agency often ignores its own rules anyway. So while I think it's an excellent attempt and it's a much-needed thing, I am going to be a no vote, Mr. Chair. I think that the average person out there on the street deserves to have this in there. I don't know why we were in such a hurry yesterday. I have, from the people I've talked to since then, I've had no one who told me that this was an intentional thing. But apparently, we just don't have the time to correct it. So I'm going to be a no.
Staff, would you like to respond at all to that? Any comments? More of a policy issue.
No, she didn't do it.
Mr. Chair and members, in discussions with staff, the bill was drafted in a relative rush, as I understand it, and it was not a deliberate omission, and as Senator Dukes mentioned, have committed to incorporating that into administrative rule and could address changes during the next session if the rules become inadequate.
Very good. Senator George.
Mr. Chairman, the bill is very inclusive of many kinds of projects, and the possibility of toll roads is so limited in Oregon because of the feasibility of even the project and the public process that would be on board relative to any discussion of that. That would be front page headlines we all know in every newspaper. With the assurance of ODOT relative to the fact that they would rewrite the protections for toll roads back into their administrative rules, and with what I believe is the authority of administrative rule, which is equal to law passed here, I'm absolutely comfortable with this. As you're well aware, Senator Morris and I had heartburn with certain provisions of the bill. We believe those things have now been satisfied, the concerns that were there, and I think it's a good bill. Hope everyone will support it.
Very good. Senator Winter.
Just a question. Is it not possible for this body to do conceptual amendments?
I'd rather that be. This is a Senate bill, so I think it has the opportunity to be done on the House side. I prefer that to be the case. Because that sounds like it'd be pretty complicated to actually do right here, right now.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Senator Dukes.
Actually, I'm not going to push you to do it, but it's not complicated because it says ORS, this to this are exempted, and you have only have to say except for the one section that would contain it. I just wanted to point out to people that this bill does not. It's very broad, does not include just new projects. When I asked, was it possible for me to wake up one morning and find out that the Astoria Bridge, which once had a toll on it, that was retired when the bonds were completed and were paid off, but that the agency had wanted to continue tolling, they just couldn't. Could I wake up one day under this law and find out that we had a toll on there for maintenance? I was told the answer was yes. I mean, it's so. It's we could
do it, the project would be maintenance of that particular bridge, which is substantial, as is the maintenance on every coastal bridge because of the salt water. So it's not just we're going to plan a project for a lot of years and we're going to go out and construct it and all of the community are going to be involved. This is a matter of, I've got people who get to work that way, who suddenly will be impacted. I can recall when they were talking about tolling the Lewis and Clark Bridge, and the only way we ended up with public hearings was then Representative Jackie Taylor and I held them. Later, the agency got very involved when they found out there was a lot of opposition, but not early on. Besides the history of bridges in Washington.
Senator Gordon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I hear the chair suggesting that this can be fixed on the House side, and I hear Senator George suggesting that the fix could happen through administrative rule. I'm concerned that this is another example of what happens when we rush. What kind of direction could we give that would ensure that there would be a fix?
Well, I don't think there's anything we can guarantee, but I think they're just the discussion we're having here, and it sounds like there's at least enough Senate interest in suggesting the House take a good close look at this and get over there. We have already had a bill that we've sent over through the process that the House has taken a closer look at as things have arisen after they've gotten out of our hands. So I think that's probably the best message we can send also, I think, on the Senate floor. We've done that before. Be another opportunity also. Senator Carter?
Mr. Chairman, I said to ODOT yesterday that people like me will be back. We shall return. And they look like Boo Boo the Fool if they would not go to communities and talk to them about any kind of changes that are projected. And I saw heads nodding in the audience that, yes, that would be true. And I think they know that the wrath of everybody here would be at their necks the next time around if they don't do that. But I am a little concerned, Mr. Chair, with the one word that Senator Dukes mentioned, that if it were not possible conceptually to do here. But I'm willing to take your leadership on this.
The chair doesn't know, to be honest, enough about some of the details that both Senator George and Senator Dukes have raised. I'm comfortable delving into it just right here. That's, I guess, my concern. If I knew a little more, the body as a whole, we all knew a little more, I guess I'd be more comfortable with that. Any further discussion? Seeing none, objections? Senator Dukes, Senator Gordley? So noted, and I think we'd like to transmit the discussion here, if possible, to our House colleagues and have them at least raise that if there's an opportunity. Thank you very much. Pass to the floor. Good conversation. Senate Bill 931, relating to culture. Senator Dukes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 931 transfers the staffing for the Trust for Cultural Development Board and management of the Trust for Cultural Development account to the Economic and Community Development Department, Arts Program from the Secretary of State. Okay. That probably made sense to me. Combining the Trust for Cultural Development and the Oregon Arts Commission is expected to generate administrative efficiencies while retaining the core structures of these entities. The Oregon Arts Commission will be responsible for developing policies and providing support to the board, but the Cultural Development Board retains the authority for decisions about concerning investments and disbursements in the trust account. The subcommittee recommends approval of the -A3 amendments that establish another funds expenditure limitation of $460,569 and the transfer of two positions to OECDD. House Bill 5013 established a budget for the Arts Commission that assumed passage of this bill. The Transportation and Economic Subcommittee recommends 931 be amended and reported out to pass as amended.
Thank you, Senator Dukes. Any discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. Adoption of conflict amendments, House Bill 2759B, relating to courts. Representative Patrick.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 2759 establishes a surcharge on the filing fees for the Circuit Court and Appellate Courts beginning September 1, 2003 and dedicates the revenue to the Judicial Department for operating expenses. The bill also modifies the maximum fines for felony, misdemeanor, and violations, increases the unitary assessment, increases various court fees, including those to support legal aid. The Joint Ways and Means Committee previously approved this bill and passed the House with a 52-7 vote. The Dash B3 amendments resolve the conflicts with House Bill 2279 and House Bill 2646. I have reviewed the amendments, and I recommend approval of House Bill 2759 as amended.
Thank you. Any discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Senator.
Just by way of comment, I've had a number of communications from the Justice Court Association's members, as well as some law enforcement community, with their concerns over Section 104 within this bill as it relates to the loss of the discretion that local justices and local courts can give in establishing the weight and the amount of fine. And the concern was that this has been tried once before in Oregon, and we're liable to lose resources in that process. However, I think that the committee and other members have gone through a deliberative process in coming to this point. And if it's worth trying again in order to make sure that we've got the revenue numbers, perhaps we ought to go there. But I just wanted to bring up a number of different folks in the local judicial community have expressed their concerns and anxiety over the Section 104 specifically, not the conflicts amendments.
There are those who think they're nearer to God than me, and I appreciate their concern. Any other discussion? Seeing none, move to the floor. Meeting adjourned.